Stress is eating her up underneath her clothes. She takes her shoes off and rubs her feet. She is so sick of this job. The early mornings and the late nights, the pretentious copy guys that take lunch forever but still look down on you when you have to leave the office at 8 while they stay at their desks. Her phone vibrates in her pocket. Maria closes her eyes and leans her head against the door. Leave me alone. Just for a little bit longer. It keeps vibrating. When she picks up the phone, Louise's name shows up on the display. Maria still hasn't turned on the lights in the flat, and the bright screen of her phone lights up the hallway. Sorry for the presentation. They are douchebags, you know. Afterward drinks in 20.
Not a question.
Maria feels slightly relieved. Yes, they are douchebags. She pictures Louise by her desk, how she silently moves her lips to the lyrics of Shake It Off, behind Lars or Carl Eric. Or whoever it is that has voiced their opinion. Another deep breath. She stands up and puts on her sneakers.
Are you sure you don't want to leave then?
Louise asks, as she pours some more wine from the bottle. They sit outside under a heat lamp, and although it is getting dark, it is delightful. Maria laughs.
And what should I do then? She asks.
Louise shrugs her shoulders.
It doesn't have to be anything drastic. Another firm?
I don't think it would be that different. Maria says quietly and takes two big sips of the sweet wine. It looks like this whole industry relies on the employees not having a life outside of work, she continues.
But you don't have a life outside of work either?
Louise says and raises her eyebrows. Maria pretends to be shocked.
Bitch! Didn't you used to be a cam girl?
Louise asks and picks up a pack of cigarettes. Maria looks at her and Louise holds the cigarettes out in front of her as a silent question. Maria takes one.
Meaning?
Louise shrugs her shoulders again. Maria's loud laugh makes the couple next to them turn around.
What?
She says as she laughs.
You liked it, right?
It was one summer, Maria says. 7 years ago.
Well, at least I was impressed by that story,
Louise says and blows smoke at the sky. When Maria gets home, the sun is even lower in the sky and the flat feels darker than before. Her bag from work still stands on the floor in the hallway, together with her vast portfolio. The sight of the bags sobers her up. It is almost midnight, and she should sit down and finish her work. Instead, she walks towards the bedroom. She stands in the doorway for a while, looking at the laptop on her bed. She hasn't visited that website for 6 years, but she still remembers the address precisely, and before she knows it, she has picked up the computer and is typing it in. She still hasn't taken her shoes or jacket off. The website looks the same. It feels so familiar and yet so different. It's like stepping into your old girl's room after your parents have redecorated it. She is a changed woman now than she was 7 years ago. But something is still there. Or more accurately, something has come back to her over the last couple of years. A restlessness, a longing for change, a growing sensation in her body that she wants to do something that she knows she shouldn't. She browses the homepage. Asian, Latino, anal, couple, teen, French. She navigates to one of the most popular guys in the male category. He is hot and shows his face, which is not very common. Maria has always liked that. That had also been her specialty, being personal. She had been great at interacting with her viewers and undressed slowly. The guy sitting in front of her now is...